This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
The words that baseball fans long to hear, pitchers and catchers reporting, they are reporting today. And so let's go out to the Window Nation fan guest hotline. Steve Molesky's covered the Orioles and their farm system for over 20 years. He's now with BaltimoreBaseball.com, and he joins us now. And Steve, thank you for joining us. It's been a minute. Good to talk to you. So how are you feeling about this team as the pitchers and catchers report today?
Well, great to be back on your show, guys, and appreciate you asking me to come on today. I'm still upbeat. I know that may not surprise you or some of my readers and followers over the years. I tend to be optimistic, and I'm looking at a team that led the American League in wins since 2023, has a division title. I know they don't have an ace pitcher, but I also know they won 101 games the year before the ace pitcher pitched for them, and 10 fewer the year he did. So it's possible to have a good year. And I think they're in for it. They're a playoff contender. And so now we see how things like the rotation holds up. If does Grayson take a step forward? Can Zach Eflin pitch like 23 Eflin? And he actually pitched better than that in 9 Orioles starts. And so if those two things happen, and they've already happened, Zach Eflin's already pitched like his 23 self, and Grayson's turned a corner since his strong, struggles early. So things like that can really go a long way.
Steve, focusing on a guy that you wrote about yesterday on BaltimoreBaseball.com, Trevor Rogers, who the Orioles acquired him at the trade deadline last year. It did not go well at all for him. He's tinkered with some things heading into spring training. How would you handicap his chances of making the 26-man roster?
I think they're long for opening day, but I think the way they looked at it, Tim, is they had to be very disappointed how poorly he pitched when they got him. I mean, they gave up a couple good prospects for him, and he pitched to a 7 ERA after he had been pitching well for the Marlins. So I think they realized we were not going to get an initial return on this investment. We got to look at the long game, and the long game meant getting him back to or closer to his 2021 form. I had a really long interview with him around Thanksgiving that I wrote about yesterday on BaltimoreBaseball.com, where he touched on the weight room and driveline baseball in Phoenix, where he's been, and some things that they determined to be issues with him. And he was legitimately extremely upbeat about not only gaining velocity, but gaining a couple ticks. So now the proof will be in the pudding. Does he have it in spring? Is it going to take a couple months on the farm to get it back? But if they do, I mean, it's at minimum, it's a great depth piece and could be more if needed.
So if this isn't another step forward, right? And like in Houston, they eventually took a step back before they kind of got back on that parabola and paid it off with World Series and for a lot of teams, it's kind of two steps forward and maybe one back and then a bunch forward. If this is a step back, why do you think that will be? What underlying concerns do you have about this ball club?
Well, I think I would love to have that ace pitcher, and I was hopeful that Max Fried would be coming here or Corbin Burnes would be coming back mm-hmm. or something like that would happen. And so what we don't know, and I know you guys have been critical of it, and I respect your guys' opinions all the time, is that where were they at in this mix? And the one thing I think the Orioles, I kind of selfishly wish they would do more for local media, is kind of tip us on where all that, how that played out. But I think Mike Elias learned from Jeff Luhnow that you just play close to the vest. You just don't share that information. And so it doesn't get out. And then you get rumors, report, oh, they were in it, they weren't in it. Fans don't believe they were in it, so forth. In the end, it doesn't matter, right, Jason, because they didn't get the pitch.
Exactly.
So life goes on. So the payroll went up to number 15, according to Spotrac. That's good. And I think Oriole fans would like to see it go higher. And at some point, they're going to need to spend on a pitcher because they can't keep doing the one-year thing. Kyle Gibson comes for a year. Corbin Burnes for a year. We saw Jordan Lyles for a year. At some point, you have to commit to somebody for a couple years, whether it's your own somebody, Grayson Rodriguez, or somebody from another team.
Steve, we're talking with Steve Molesky. It's Inside Access here on The Fan. Steve, that's where I was going. All right, how surprised are you with new ownership now here for a year that I think the last long-term commitment this organization's given to somebody, it was like Alex Cobb and Andrew Cashner, when those two guys in 2018, like Tyler O'Neill's got an opt-out after 1 year. We had Jim Bowden on the show the other day, and he said, you better hope he opts out, like that because that means you got a good year out of him. If he has a good year, he's going to opt out. Like, so are you surprised either to a guy that's currently with the organization or someone outside that they have yet to give a real long-term commitment to anyone?
Well, I guess a little bit. I kind of look at it this way. You got to give David Rubenstein and his people a year or two to really learn the lay of the land. You're not going to know everything you need to know. Plus, they're doing stadium upgrades and they're doing other things, and they got other, you know, it's more on their plate than just the major league roster. But I do like the fact that they're 15th, and we knew the payroll was going up just with arbitration raises. But they did bring in a few players, and they did spend some dollars, and they do have $18 million for Zach Eflin, and, you know, they've got a couple $10 million-plus guys. So we haven't always been able to say that. Maybe it's a 2 or 3 year climb to the more dollars coming. And at some point, yeah, as I just said, I hope at some point there's that investment in a pitcher. There's that investment in some, because they'll never get all of their good young talent long term. They just have too much. But at some point, yeah, you got to go get Gunner. You got to get Adley. You got to get Westberg. You got to get somebody locked up and start to build your core, because as Elias said the day he was hired, we want to rebuild this once.
Steve, we're all excited to see Felix Bautista return to the mound this season after undergoing Tommy John surgery at the end of 2023. But with that being said, what are reasonable expectations for him coming off that surgery and days in which he can't go? Are you expecting Sir Anthony Dominguez to be that number two guy?
It's hard to know. That could be matchups, Tim. If it's lefties one night, maybe Soto gets a crack. I mean, the 8 projected bullpen pitchers, I believe, have at least one career save. And so their experience, you know, they can mix and match a little bit on days they don't have him. But I am really hopeful and expecting close to what we saw with Felix, because it's been quite a while now since he had that surgery. He's passed on 12 months. Isn't he like 16 or something now? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, he's got to have been cutting it loose most of the winter. Brandon Hyde said he's thrown great in Sarasota. They're right to be conservative, because you got to get him back and keep him back. So if you have to baby it the first couple months, you just have to do it. But I think they'll reach a point where, knock on wood, the health is there, and the guy is going to look like his old self and, you know, be back to where we were.
I guess platoons, like that's just – that it is what it is, right? Hopefully enough of a look for a Heston in particular to get a lot of at-bats, even amid these platoons. But that seems to be what they believe in.
It does, and it's that between and betwixt thing, because you want to maximize the talents of Heston. So if you sit him against some lefties and O'Neill's raking, okay, that's good. Maybe that saves him from some 0 for 4s, but you also would like to get 300 or 400 at bats mm-hmm. to really finally see what you got with this kid, because he was drafted number 2 overall for a reason. And I mean, there is 30 homer potential there for Heston. We've seen it. And so I think his defense has improved a little bit too. Mm-hmm. We haven't seen much of a sample out there, but he's more athletic, I think, than people think. So I'm a big fan of Kerstad. I think he's got a great attitude. And man, it would be great. Somehow they got to figure out a way to get him 400 plate appearances.
Steve Mulaski covers the O's for BaltimoreBaseball.com. Steve, always great talking to you. Great having you back. We will talk soon. Thanks for your time.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Coming up next, T-Bone time, TMI with TIM. What you got?
I'm excited to say that airfare is booked for the biggest trip that I've ever had in my life. To be honest, I've never gone on a trip more than a week before. I've never been to another continent. I can cross off both of those. 410-583-1057.
Bone's going global.
What was your first trip to another continent? 410-583-1057. We'll get into it next on the...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's T-Bone time, TMI with TIM. Floor is yours.
I'm excited that I will be going to a different continent for the first time in my life. I've been outside of the country. I've gone to a couple of different islands with through CheapCaribbean.com. Shout out there. Phenomenal deals.
Yeah.
But never been to a different continent. So I'm going to Greece because...
Nice. What continent's that on, Bon?
Europe.
That's a win.
I'm on it. The end of August, and I gave you guys the wrong dates seven times. So yeah. I will send the correct dates.
I hope the itinerary is right.
Send them to the powers that be.
It's around... I did, but I gave Scott the wrong ones. I think I'm put in the days right for my vacation, but whatever. At the end of August, I come back, the right after Labor Day. And I've never been on a vacation more than a week. I can't even remember the last vacation that I've been on a week. So it's been a minute there. We're heading to Greece. I have somewhat of the itinerary. A lot of married people.
How many people are going on this trip?
Maybe around 10, something like that.
Jesus.
No, man. It's a decent group.
Are they bringing kids?
No.
So wait. Who's,
sorry I asked.
Who's the other single person? I
thought you were the babysitter.
There's at least...
Is she female?
One. Yes. Yes.
Oh.
There's a single female going on this 10-person trip.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you know her?
Yes. I know Bree. I love Bree. But that's... We're friends. That's a... We're going to Greece.
We need to hear more about Bree.
She could be your wing gal at least.
And thankfully, a person in our trip, she's like super into planning all of this. So I guess we're flying.
Does she have the right dates?
She has the right dates. Is it Andros?
We
Paros,
do a poll on the phrases.
Santorini. Going there.
I
as
hear
well.
It's awesome in August.
Yeah.
I have no idea. No, but it's got
to
be great.
Have
it's
you beautiful. Been to Greece?
I've not been to Greece.
Oh, wow.
I've not been to Greece either.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I know amazing. People have been. Everybody raves about it.
Yeah, the Greek Isles.
It's
going to
be amazing. Yeah. Are you going to, like, if you're there that long, are you going to hit, like, Turkey or anywhere else? Like, jump on a train and go somewhere else? Check another country out? It's a lot different over there because all these countries are, like, close.
They're close. They're it's like the East Coast.
It's like you, like, jumping on a train from here to Boston would be
I'm
like
a fish
going.
Out of water, man. Like,
look at a map.
Know.
There's these things called maps. They're going to help you.
Yes. It's still 6 months away, so we're still planning.
Anything can happen.
We booked the flights.
Dates could change again.
First continent you've been to outside of the United States?
I guess it was technically South America because we went on a weird cruise with my parents when I was like a teenager and stopped in Venezuela.
Oh, wow.
It was one of the stops. It wasn't like just, it was Caribbean islands, but then it also.
Is Venezuela technically South America?
It's South America.
Okay.
We docked at Caracas, Venezuela.
What was your first full-blown trip outside?
I guess it would have been, I spent about a month in Germany.
Wow.
After my first year covering the Red Wings. So I was probably like 23. That would have been like 97. I was born in 74. So yeah, I had a buddy who was, he was a writer at the San Francisco Chronicle, and they did this exchange with a newspaper in Berlin, Berliner Zeitung. So he was covering like politics, American politics for the Berliner Zeitung for the summer. And he had a huge apartment and stuff. So he's like, dude, after the Stanley Cup's over, like just come to Germany and stay as long as you want. So I was there for like 6 weeks. And then we jumped around. Like we went to Lithuania. We hit a bunch of different places.
I'm assuming that's the longest
trip. We had like
trip.
Latvia. We were bopping around. Czech Republic.
I'm assuming that's the longest trip of your life, right? It's got to be a month.
Well, no, because then I was in Germany for over a month in 2008.
Olympics.
Or the World
Olympics,
Cup.
Olympics, World Cup.
I spent like 35 days in Japan for an Olympics. I was in Finland for at least 3 weeks. Maybe it was four, covering a U.S. youth soccer. Covering the U.S. team in a... And like the under, was it the under 18 World Cup in Finland?
Bone knows.
No idea.
It was back when Freddie Adu was a big thing.
Yeah.
And I was covering him for the Washington Post.
And you said the coolest place you've been to was Japan?
I mean, the most once in a lifetime, like just so different culturally and whatever. Yeah. It's way up there.
Yeah. Ken, first continent?
Europe. And that's the only other continent I've been to.
Was that the crazy story where you went with your grandparents?
So, yes. My grandfather. My grandmother had passed away. My brother and I went for 5 weeks with my grandfather, and we went all over Western Europe, like staying at the weird hotels. And it was a good time. Found out my grandfather was a closet nudist. It was good.
Nice.
It was good.
That's a highlight.
You stay in a hotel with your grandfather, and he's there.
He's there.
It's a good
glory.
It's a good time. Good time.
Ben, have you been to a different continent?
No, not a different continent. I've been to Mexico, but not a different continent.
Mexico's fun, Ben.
Mexico's
fun. Yeah, I've been to Mexico.
I've been to Puerto Rico, too. I mean, I'm U.S. territory, but I'm going again in a few months.
Oh, awesome.
Nice.
You doing a resort?
No, we have my brother-in-law's family is from Puerto Rico, so we go to his hometown. It's pretty cool.
That's awesome.
You're staying like Airbnbs, or what are you guys doing?
I don't think we have any of that booked yet.
Oh, wow.
We just have the airfare.
Just make sure you... When you book the hotel or whatever, it's the same dates that you're there.
Well, I'm following the lead of Kelsey, who's spearheading all of this. She's got a lot of the itinerary already planned. I'm just along for the ride.
I think Jason and I want to learn more about this Brie person. That's we went in.
I think we should solicit for like terms that he should learn in Greek before he goes.
Yeah.
I've got one that keeps popping in my mind, but I don't know if I can say it on air.
We're about to hit a break, so
you
say it then.
Well, Bone, I look forward to your travels. This should be an interesting
trip. Only 6 months away.
And like we told you off the air, don't rush to the airport.
Cut it close. It's part of the adventure. See if they'll hold the flight for you.
Yeah. International flights, they don't care.
The flights, it looks like 10:05. I can do the show.
Yeah.
Dulles is a lot like Atlanta. I'm just telling you. Yeah. It's a cluster. You got to get on the shuttle and everything. It's a pain.
I've never flown out.
It stinks.
I feel like I've only ever flown out of BWI from here.
That's about right. Yeah. I flew out of Dulles once and Reagan once back in the day, a long time ago. Hey, coming up next, we switch to football and purple rain in the forecast. Justin Matabike, can they find that $20 million man? The guy that was so dominant in 2023. He was good last year, but he wasn't that guy. Can that guy come back in 2025? We'll discuss next here on The Fan. Last year, Nnamdi Matabike had 6.5 sacks. He was good, but the year before, 13 sacks, and ended up netting him a monster contract, paying him $20 million a year. I guess the question becomes, is he just good, or can he get back to what he was in 2023?
I don't know that he's going to be what he was in 2023 ever again. And I don't think you pay him because you think he's necessarily going to be that. I think the part of 2023 that you hope to replicate is like, is he going to get the 13.5 sacks again? Probably not. But is he going to pick up a half sack or more, or at least have an elite pressure rate in like 12 of the 16 games he plays, or, 11 of the 15 games he plays? It's how many games does he make an impact in, and is he one of the guys who tilts the field in your favor? And there's a lot of new age metrics you can look at, or at least some new age metrics you can look at. There's the eye test. But I think it's really just when you sit back and think about who changed that game, is he on a short list of guys who did it more weeks than not? And this past year, he was not. He was not. And he had some monster games, but he had far too many games where he showed up in the run game and that was it. Or he was a little too just sort of caught in the wash. Mm-hmm. And it's got to be about consistency. Not a lot of interior defensive linemen are going to put up the sack numbers he did a few years ago. I don't think that's like the end all and be all when it comes to a $20 million D tackle. I think it's got to be a higher level of consistency and making others around him a little more impactful. And he can only control so much of that. And look, whatever you want to say about Justin Matabike, he is a guy that you have to pay attention to. Yeah. He's a guy you have to double in critical situations. They never found a four-man unit around him that took it to another level. And we knew that he would play more with Travis Jones, and he did. but they never sort of found that certain NASCAR package in which any guy could be the star at any given snap. Very few sort of Polaroids of it, but it was never a film that you could watch and project over time. It was never linear. It was sporadic at best. And so I'm sure that's one of the things as an organization that they're going to work on is, okay, what went wrong with him? Were there things physically? Were there things mentally? And what type of collection of talent brings out the best in him? Maybe they sit down and have an internal discussion and say, you know what? Not having Michael Pierce for half the season had some sort of effect on Matabike. You know, I don't know. I'm not privy to all their internal data. But he's got to be a more consistent game wrecker next year, no matter who's around him. The bar's got to go back up.
That's the phrase, consistent game wrecker, where he's not, you're right, he's not going to duplicate what he did in 2023. And you're not, I'm not throwing this out.
And they're never going to have a defense that leads the league in points allowed, turnovers, and sacks again either.
Sure, no. I'm not throwing this out lightly. He had an Aaron Donald type season in 2023.
No, he did. He was AFC Aaron Donald that year.
He went 11 consecutive games registering at least half a sack. Yeah. That tied an NFL record, guys. But you can't have the drop-off. The sacks cut in half. The quarterback hits cut in half. There were too many instances during last year. I can see multiple, just three-game stretches where he doesn't have a quarterback hit. He only has a couple of tackles.
He had six and a half sacks, and three of them were one game.
Yes. Exactly. That Thursday night game, that was Nnamdi Matabike, the game wrecker that we were accustomed to seeing in 2023. He's got to be better, especially being paid what he's being paid now.
Well, that's the point, and you mentioned it. He was Aaron Donald in 2023. Can he get back to being, like, not necessarily putting up the same sack numbers, but can he be that guy that offenses have to game plan for week in and week out? That's what you, now that you're paying him like this, Jason, that's what you want from him.
No, it has to happen. Look, he didn't play to his salary, and then the guy behind him making $20 million a year, Roquan Smith, didn't play to his salary. And that's a large part of, I think, why this defense was so pedestrian for long stretches of the season. And even at the end, got good but wasn't great and sort of lacked pizzazz and lacked sizzle and lacked that sort of finishing punch, the playmakers who take it, you know, who end the game. Not when Russell Wilson throws a terrible pass, but guys who affect the Patrick Mahomes and turn him into looking like Russell Wilson. We'll see, you know, what does he come in at a different, you know, weight next year than this year? Do they add somebody to that mix? We keep hearing great defensive tackle draft. Is there another young guy who gets in that mix who helps bring something else out in him? And like, I still believe if they had a true, real stud pass rusher or anything close to a stud pass rusher who has the skill set to rush inside and outside, it starts to allow you to mix and match your personnel up front in a way that, like, you think back to even like when Za'Darius Smith was here and what he could do rushing from the inside, or what we thought Oweh might be able to do rushing from the inside, but it's never really materialized. But 2 years ago, it looked like it might be a thing with him. Like, somebody else with a different body type and a different skill set that can, you can toggle it around, and that also lets you move Matabike around a little bit more and fight for certain matchups and maybe be a little more creative with your deployment, because this felt not like a peak Calais Campbell season or an Aaron Donald Jr. season. It kind of felt like an Oweh season, where there were three or four games where he beat the snot out of somebody, and there were a bunch where he was along for the ride.
But
and at the end of the day, the numbers don't look horrible, but I don't think the numbers tell the whole story.
But to your point, having that additional help alongside that defensive line or edge, and that's where missing Jadeveon Clowney, because he had the ability to do exactly what you were saying, yes, you know, rushing from the outside, rushing from the inside, sort of being that chess piece along the defensive line, where I think that helped free up Nnamdi Matabike for some of his production that year.
So how confident are you that he can become a game wrecker again? I'm not saying he needs to get 13 sacks, but can he become a game wrecker again?
I certainly think so. It's not like he's damaged goods. It's not like he was dealing with all these injuries, or at least as far as we know.
Yeah.
It's not like he was on the injury report all the time. It's not like his body looked drastically different. We have seen guys who play D-tackle in this league get big contracts, and all of a sudden
They look like there's one and a half of them compared to what it used to be. I don't have those concerns. I think he's pretty dedicated to his craft. I don't think he's a guy who's going to spend all offseason at McDonald's or anything like that. I think there's a really good chance that we're talking a year from now and we're talking about who were the five most impactful players on a Ravens defense that had more bite than the year before, and he's on that list.
2023, it's not as if Matabike, that was just 1 year for him. Now, that was an unbelievable season, but
I'd take the year prior. You could sign me up for 2022 right now, and I'd say I'll take it.
That's my point, where he was always an ascending player. You look at his stats, sacks, tackles for loss, quarterback hits. They went up each of his first four seasons. Now, it was always going to be damn near impossible to improve upon what he did in 2023, but he can't have that fall off. I am confident that he is going to have a bounce back year, in large part because of what you're saying. His work ethic has always been really good. Chuck Smith, he worked with him even prior to Chuck Smith being on this coaching staff. I think they're going to get back in the lab and get him right.
Coming up next, the NBA trade deadline has passed. Football season is now over. It's time for a return of the NBA shoot-around. We'll hear from Luka Doncic. We'll hear from Jimmy Butler and take a look at what's going on in the association next here on The Fan.
Being special, the way they received me, everybody, it was amazing to see. I was a little nervous before. I remember when was the last time I was nervous before the game. But once I stepped on the court, it was fun. And just being out there again felt amazing.
Luka Doncic talking after the Lakers beat the Jazz the other night. His debut, he hadn't played since Christmas, so he showed. Yeah, he had 14 points, only played like 20 some minutes. It was kind of janky, but you saw the passing.
Yeah.
You saw the step back three.
Singular.
Yeah.
Everything else was missed.
Yeah, but he showed flashes of the guy he can be.
I mean, the lobs, the alley-oops, a lot of them were off kilter, but you know that the vision is there, and eventually he'll be in sync with these guys. But things were a little disjointed. I mean, you watch the LeBron minutes without him, and that thing was a track meet. That thing was, I thought they were going to score 140 at one point.
That's the one thing about Luka, the conditioning. He's not really.
Well, and they split him up.
Yeah.
They're not like, at least for now, they don't need them both on the court together. And I don't think they even necessarily are going out of their way to keep them on the court that much together.
What's interesting, and granted, they were going up against the Jazz, they played 19 minutes together in that game. They won those minutes by 17 points.
Yeah, which they were up at times in that game by 30. That's not even. LeBron James right now is definitely a top 25 player in this league, and I might be selling him short. What he's doing the last month,
and he's 40,
is unbelievable. He's taking games over physically and mentally with his awareness of knowing where a ball's going to come out and getting rebounds to out-muscling people. He can still get to the line whenever he wants. He still intimidates people when he puts his shoulder down.
Yep.
His three-point shooting is as good as it's ever been.
Yeah. He's a freak show.
He plays a complete game, and they gotta use a crowbar to get him off the court.
Yeah, they want to lower his minutes. He doesn't want to come off. They are tied for the four seed right now in the West, which would give them home court in the first round of the playoffs. Are they now a dangerous team in the West? They didn't get Mark Williams.
They don't have a big.
Yeah, they signed Alex Len. The Mark Williams trade was voided, and now the Hornets are contesting that. That usually doesn't. Nothing really comes of that whole thing, but. They don't have size to compete with Oklahoma City and Denver.
If they had a center and that Jackson Hayes kid could just be with their second unit, I think you'd look at that second unit the way Gabe Vincent's shooting the ball now, and with them being able to stagger Luka and LeBron and basically have them be dual point guards and not overlap a ton or not have to overlap a ton depending on the opponent. I think you could start to look at them and make a case that all right, especially if they can keep, if they don't care about the seeding that much and they get LeBron off his feet some going into the playoffs, but without that other, without that real big, do I think they could win 4 out of 7 against Memphis? No. Do I think they could win 4 out of 7 against OKC? No. If they were in the East, do I think they could, even the Celtics, give them a game?
Or a series?
Or give them a series? Maybe, but for me, they're in the second tier, Ben. What about you?
I'm bought in. I think the big is obviously a hurt, but I just think Luka and LeBron can lead this team. And you see what Luka, like the joy that he's brought them, right? They just look like they're having so much fun on the court. LeBron is in a different world right now. And I, like you said earlier, top 25, and you said you might be something
maybe
short.
It's 15. It's, maybe it's probably 12. 15.
Top 15. Like, literally. I mean, when he goes out and he does everything, and like the passes that he throws, he has bad guys catching the ball right at their chest, not even expecting it, putting balls in the basket. I think Rui Hachimura is going to have to be very crucial for them on defense. Of course, the Wizards give him up for nothing for local fans. But I think Rui Hachimura is going to have to give them some stuff defensively. But I think this team is good enough to compete.
How about the flip side of that trade?
Hachimura has also been good for about 27 combined points and rebounds the last 2 weeks, like pretty much every night, and I would definitely play that over tonight.
Anthony Davis gave the Mavericks three really good quarters, and then the adductor muscle. He looked dominant for a half, three quarters. Now he's going to be out for weeks. They're saying no surgery. Meanwhile, their GM is getting alleged death threats, and they're kicking people out of the arena who are begging them to fire this guy.
The GM was scouting a college game last night and got booed out of the gym. I think he was at SMU for a college game, and they were booing him out of the gym.
All the students were booing him, yeah.
Yeah. It's a good time. Good
as
trade.
As they should be.
Vibes don't seem so good for the Mavs. No. Jason Kidd doesn't seem to be a big fan of this trade.
Every one of their bigs is hurt right now, too, Dallas. And no Lively, no Gafford, no Anthony Davis. They're all hurt.
You know, look, they won a game the other night. I didn't think they would win, but I can't. I don't feel very good about the Dallas Mavericks.
What's to feel good about?
To me,
about?
You look at where Dallas was at this time last year in that conference. You look at where Minnesota was at that this time last year compared to now. I'm not buying either one. I think that trade messed up Minnesota.
And Kyrie's
Julius
out.
Julius Randle?
Yeah.
Kyrie is out. He's got a player option. He's not going to be back there next year. So, realistically, you move Luka Doncic, who's going to continue to put people in the seats regardless of where you're at. All of this stuff. You move him because supposedly there's an option. You don't know if you're going forward with Kyrie. Kyrie doesn't want to be there anymore. Kyrie went there to play with Luka. He's trying to act like he's so happy. He's not. And now Anthony Davis, as Ken said, the greatest three quarters ever. That was as Anthony Davis as it got.
Yes.
Then in the postgame, this is the funniest part. In the postgame, proceeds to say, it's nothing serious, I'm good. And every reporter is now saying he's going to be out for months.
It's a long-term injury. Hey, one more note. Golden State made a big deal at the deadline getting Jimmy Butler. They're currently the 10 seed in the West. Here's Jimmy Butler on Playing with Steph Curry.
You know, they say opposites attract in a lot of ways in life. And I don't think I could be a better compliment to him and vice versa in the sense that they're not leaving him ever. Probably two people would never leave him. So there's so much space for everybody else. And I get the easy job. You know, I'm playing one-on-one or I'm playing in so much space. And then everybody's looking for him and everybody's looking to get him open. And at the same time, he's looking for everybody else. So it's so great to play with somebody like that.
They've won two straight with Jimmy Butler. Are you buying the Warriors?
I'm buying that they'll beat the teams they're supposed to beat and that they'll be more formidable in the playoffs now. I still don't know that they're going to get as deep as they'd like because there's a gauntlet out there. But I am definitely buying Steph Curry over 4.5 threes tonight. Steph against Klay and no bigs for the Mavs and being able to dribble drive and then kick it out and Jimmy Butler on his best behavior trying to be selfless ball, right? He's just caring about, he wants hustle rebounds and assists and you got Klay and Steph lighting it up and Steph's made six or more in five straight games and I think it's seven of the last nine. He's shooting the ball well again. 4.5 threes for Steph. Bet he gets it in the first half.
You said you're all over that game, too. You got other
players? Well, I love the Warriors minus four, but it's at like 7.5 now. I still like it, but I'm not going to sit there and say it's the best play in the world. But Jimmy Butler over assist and Steph over 4.5 threes is a little nice little parlay there. I like that.
He's getting to the line a lot with the Warriors. One other note, just back from the Lakers, Luka Doncic has been upgraded to probable for tonight's game in Utah. So sounds like Luka Doncic is going to play for the Lakers.
It's up to around 10 now, but I would play it 9.5, and I got it at 7.5.
Does he get to 20 points tonight?
Luka, yes.
Mm.
I think he does tonight, yeah. Utah's got problems. Utah's checked out.
That's a bad
Lakers
roster.
Could have beat Utah by 40 points yes. last night or 2 nights ago if they wanted to.
I was saying to him off the air, Ben, Utah a year ago looked like a team that was trending in the right direction, and it's completely gone the wrong way.
Even if you go before, like a couple years ago, Donovan Mitchell and Rudy, yeah. Like imagine being a fan of them or the Mavs. Like again, there's two teams right there. I couldn't imagine.
Sacramento too.
Yeah, and then they try to double down with Levine.
Yeah. Hey, coming up next, we are now at about the one-year anniversary of David Rubenstein's ownership of the Baltimore Orioles. So we've seen a year of him as the owner. Are we as confident in this ownership as we were, say, a year ago? We'll discuss next here on The Fan.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.